You ever think yourself a little bit different when you look at others in the world? It's okay. We're supposed to be different. As Catholic Christians, we're not expected to absorb all of the ways of the world and conform ourselves to that, but we're called to try to be witnesses and disciples, and that makes us different. Our readings today point out that difference. The world pushes us to perfection as an athlete or a student, as a spouse, as our profession, whatever it might be. But when we take this to the extreme, we tend to become perfectionists, not perfect. God calls us to be perfect as our Father is perfect. So we need to see the difference between this being a perfectionist on the externals, and usually that tends to pointing to another person to tell them how to live their life, rather than pointing to ourselves and becoming perfect to live the life we're called to live. Our readings today show us three different paths of this: to be holy, to be perfect, and to be a temple. In Leviticus, we hear the word of the Lord to Moses: speak to the Israelite community, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We see that being holy is not something that God does. It is who He is, totally other, totally set apart. And we are called to participate in this holiness. Not a matter of following external laws, but it's a matter of the heart. Do not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. The problem becomes, who is my brother and my sister? Who is my neighbor? For the Israelites at the time of Christ, you recall the scribe coming up to Christ and asking him that very question. Lord, who is my neighbor? They had come up with this very narrow definition. Just those who were in this pure line of the Israelite family. Any external influence, any external bloodline, I can get away with not having this person be my neighbor, not being my brother, my sister. But Christ teaches us something that is brand new. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may become children of your heavenly Father. For He makes the sun rise on the bad and the good, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is how we participate in His otherness, in His holiness, in His perfection. And it's too much to do on our own. We can only do it with His grace. St. Paul speaks of this using the metaphor of a temple. But we need to understand what the temple was for the Israelite people to understand what Paul is talking about. Because for them, it's more than a synagogue. A synagogue would be, like for us, a church. And wherever there was Israelite family throughout the world, they would have built a synagogue, had a place to worship. But the temple was different. There was only one temple. It was in Jerusalem. They were meant to go there, called to be there at least once a year. The temple was God's dwelling place, where He literally came in contact with humanity, where heaven and earth met, a place set apart, a microcosm of the entire universe, where there was a place for everybody. And the outer courts was where the pagans, the Gentiles, could come and gather. The inner courts was where the Israelite people could go. But then there was a place where they would offer sacrifice, where the Levitical priests would go. And then in the center, the Holy of Holies. The high priest was the only one that could enter that. And even then, only a couple of times a year. This Holy of Holies was set apart, even from the rest of the temple itself. And that is what Paul is referring to. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God? That the Holy Spirit dwells in you? The Holy Spirit dwelling in us makes us His temple. The foundation of that eternal temple is Jesus Christ. The life He describes in the Sermon on the Mount is living that divine life with the Holy Spirit within us. It's a life we can only live when He is within us. The world looks at it and is bought into this lie of Satan, this lie that human greatness and liberation can be attained simply by human wisdom, by human strength, without God. But Paul rejects that. Let no one deceive himself. The wisdom of the world is foolishness in the eyes of God. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and they are vain. In Christ, It is not personalities that divide, but our various personalities unite because we unite in Christ. All belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. Christ has made us one with the one who created us in the first place, the one who has placed us here. But it is our choice whether we live that truth, to become those building blocks, to become His temple in the world, to be holy, to be perfect. God's holy temple in the world definitely makes us strange, makes us different from the world. The world looks at these things and takes the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The world looks at it and says, do unto others before they do unto you. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This is really a type of justice. What it meant was, if your servant lost his eye in a battle, you couldn't demand both eyes of the one that took them. If you were in a fight, you lost a tooth, you couldn't demand all of the teeth of the one who offended you. It's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But the world takes it and adds revenge, retribution, payback. These are the way of the world. Anyone can do that. Our call is to love as God loves us, to live this divine life, to turn the other cheek, not to become a society of weaklings, as Friedrich Nietzsche would say, or to become what Karl Marx thought, just doormats under the thumb of whoever had the power, but to become holy, to become perfect as our Father is perfect, to become those living temples that we are called to be, standing up to the wrongs of the world out of love for others. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to stand up for the sanctity of marriage. One man, one woman in God. It's not easy for us to stand up and say that cohabitation is a sin before marriage. It is not in doing that for the love of the other. It is not easy to love the poor, to think that they don't even deserve our attention. It is not easy to love the rich when we think they're wasting their money in ways that I would never do. It's not easy to love a brother or a sister, even a mom or a dad, when we are hurt or abused. It is not easy to love the politically connected, especially when they act in ways that offend me. It's not easy to love a terrorist when we hear of a bombing or a shooting. It's not easy to stand up and protect life. It's not easy to love our brothers and sisters from St. Gabe's or St. John's when I think I've been offended. When these things affect me personally, it's not easy to love the one who stabbed me in the back. But that is what Christ did, and that is what Christ calls us to do. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. This is the love of God. This is a self-sacrificial love of the other and for the other, desiring nothing but the best, desiring nothing but salvation for that person. It doesn't mean that we have to like them. It doesn't mean that we have to condone what they've done. But we love them. And that love is what will stop the cycle of violence. That love is the love that Christ has offered for you and for me. That love is the love that allows us to truly live the Beatitudes. This is the love of the divine life. And this is how we build God's kingdom in our families, in our parish, in our community, in our world. Temples of the Holy Spirit, set apart, perfect, as our Father is perfect. Living this, we will truly be different.